Hello, I'm Michaela, and welcome back to Lactation Station. Today in our conversation, we're going to talk about breast pumps. I know when I started my podcast, I didn't at the time really want to say, you know, you should use this pump or you should use that pump, and I still don't want to. But what I've done is I've put together a list of some of the pumps that I've used, and I can tell you the good and the bad of them and what I liked about them. And then you can form your own opinion on the pump. But first, let's talk about what makes a good breast pump. First is efficiency. And the whole point in using a pump is to extract milk from your breasts. And the best breast pumps should do it effectively and without requiring a ton of energy or effort from you. And then there's suction. More importantly, painless suction. And really, the bottom line is that most breast pumps feel uncomfortable. I mean, there's just no way around it. However, pumping should never hurt so much that pumping is a painful process. If the process is painful and you've checked your flanges and you've checked, you know, all the other things that you need to check, maybe it's time to get rid of that breast pump and consider a better option that might be available on the market. Then there's adjustable suction. You know, what defines a good breast pump suction is its frequency and strength. The best breast pumps extract the most milk per suction and at a high frequency. However, some women, like myself, prefer a lighter frequency or a lighter level of suction. So products that have adjustable suction levels are usually, you know, in pretty good demand for that very reason. Then there's quiet. I like quiet. Whether you're using your pump at home or at work or while you're on the go, there's quite a few women that pump in the car, you know, driving. I don't know if I could do that. I think it'd be a little distracting. I don't know. I've never tried it, so I guess I don't know for sure. But you want your noise level, you know, that's an important consideration, especially if you're going to be out in public. You know, manual pumps are the quietest. I mean, that's just, they don't make any noise. But some electric pumps are not too noisy either. You know, another thing to consider is affordable price. A breast pump is important in many... A breast pump is important in many ways, yet the product is only useful for until you decide to stop lactating. You know, if you decide you're only going to do this for 6 months, or after 6 months you're tired of doing it, then, you know, you don't want to invest a large amount of money in something, you know. So you want a high quality product that doesn't break the bank. And then the last thing is a versatile fit, because nipples and breast size vary. The top breast pumps on the market usually provide the necessary accessories to make it fit different size breasts and nipples. And it, you know, if it doesn't come with it, then you can usually buy accessories from different websites. Look for a product that is versatile and adaptable for your own unique body. So we're going to start with a manual breast pump. A manual breast pump is the type of breast pump that requires you to squeeze a lever by hand repeatedly in order to create the needed suction. A manual pump doesn't have a motor. Manual breast pumps are preferred by some women because they are quiet, compact, and more affordable compared to, you know, a lot of electric breast pumps. Manual breast pumps are usually easy to set up and easy to clean. However, they are not quick, easy to use, or efficient as electric pumps. And we'll, you know, we'll get into all of that. But let's start with the first one on my list. I got to tell you guys, before I get into that, it's really hot in Vegas. Oh my gosh, we got hot so fast. It's like 2 weeks early. It was 108 degrees today. And so I'm in the backyard. It's 7 o'clock and it's still like 95 degrees out here. It's crazy. And the wind is blowing. So if you hear that in the microphone, then I apologize. It's a little breezy and it's so hot. I have like 2 bottles of Powerade sitting right next to me just because I've been sweating all day today. Anyways, let's get on to our review. First, we're going to start with the Philips Avent Manual. The list price on this pump is $49. It comes with a cushioned massage 25 millimeter flange. And the cushions are made, they have these little pedals on them. And they're supposed to be massaging pedals that are supposed to be designed to mimic the suckling sensation as they press against your breast. Philips says that helps with letdown. The Philips pump is designed for you to sit upright. I know that I've heard a lot of women say that you have to lean forward when you pump. I don't. I never have. I don't know exactly what they're talking about. The Philips is designed for you to sit upright in the angled neck so that the milk flows more naturally into the collection bottle. It's compact enough to fit in your bag or your purse, but it doesn't come with a bag. What do you get in the box? You get the breast pump body with the handle. That's one piece. And then you get the massaging cushion. It's 25 millimeters. That's just one piece. There is a smaller cushion that is available separately. I couldn't find on their website what size it is, but I'm guessing that it's either 21 or 19.5. And then it comes with 1 4-ounce bottle and a nipple for the bottle, a travel cover, sealing disc, and a 2 breast pad sample pack, 2 day pads and 2 night pads. Now, when I used this pump, I didn't care for it. I don't know. It didn't fit me right, or I got this early in my lactation journey, so maybe I just wasn't sure on how to use it, but I didn't keep it for very long. I actually gave it away. The reviews on Amazon were mostly good reviews. The biggest complaint that I read on Amazon is that the pump is loud and squeaky, and it is kind of squeaky, but it's not, you know, that big of a deal. Not really. Okay, so the next one up is the Nuke manual breast pump. To be completely transparent, I didn't use this pump, but a friend of mine did. So I'm just going based on, you know, what she told me. The list price on this on Amazon is $19. The Nuke pump comes with the same type of massaging cushions. You know, I'm starting to realize that a lot of the pumps are starting to come with these massaging cushions. And the ones on the Nuke have rings instead of like petals. The shape of the cushion is supposed to mold to the shape of your breast to help stimulate the letdown and then create a more efficient flow of milk while you're pumping. It has an ergonomic handle that's supposed to make it easier when you're using the manual pump. When I looked it up on Amazon, there were several complaints of hands and wrists being sore while trying to use the pump. I also realized that when I looked at what's in the box, I couldn't find anywhere where it listed the size that the flange was. My friend didn't know, and she didn't have the pump anymore. And when I read the reviews, no one was sure what size they were using either. So I can't tell you what size flange or massage cushion comes with this pump because I couldn't find the information. Maybe I just overlooked it. And if you're interested in this pump, maybe you can find it because I couldn't. But what's in the box? Well, you get 1 manual breast pump, a 5-ounce milk container with a silicone nipple, the collar cap and seal disc, a container stand, and an extra valve. So that's what comes in that box. All right, the next on my list is the Medela Harmony. And the list price for the Medela on Amazon is $28. Now, Medela says that they have research-based technology. Unique to the Medela breast pump, their research-based and patented design allows you to pump more milk in less time. It's supposed to resemble a natural nursing rhythm for improved comfort and efficiency. A lot of pumps say that, and ladies, I'm telling you, I've used so many pumps, and not one of them to me feels like a natural sensation. None of them. But I guess they're trying. One of the things that the Medela Harmony has is what they call a 2-phase technology for letdown stimulation. It has on the handle, it has a spot on the front of the handle that you push for stimulation mode, and then you squeeze the larger handle for expression mode. And I still have this pump. This is my go-to when I need something quick or I don't feel like using my other pump. You know, it's a great little pump, and I can get out as much with this pump as I do when I hand express. It's comfortable in my hand. Like I said, I really like how they have the spot in the front for the stimulation mode. I have carpal tunnel in my left hand, and I don't get hand fatigue with this pump. I really like this pump. If you're going to get a manual pump, I highly suggest this one. No squeaks and no loud noises. So what comes in the box? Well, you get the pump. You get 2 5-ounce bottles with lids, 1 bottle stand, one nipple with a collar, one cap, two membranes, and a 24 millimeter flange. The Medela also had really good reviews on Amazon. Next up is the Lansino. I never know if I'm saying that name right. It's such a weird spelling to me, and I'm never sure if I'm saying it right, but there you go. Lansinoh. Lansino. The list price on this one on Amazon is $22. And the pump has what they call an easy express handle. It's supposed to reduce hand fatigue. You know, I'm my predominant hand is my right hand. I pump mostly with my right hand with my manual pump, and I really don't have any issues with any of the pumps. I don't get any hand fatigue or any cramping or anything like that. It can easily be carried in any bag. All of them can. All the manual pumps, even if you took it apart, the pieces will fit easily in your bag, or you can leave it all together and just push it in there. None of them come with a bag of their own. This one also features dual mode pumping, and it comes with two different flange sizes, which I thought was really cool. It comes with a 25 millimeter and a large 30.5 millimeter. You can buy an adapter for the Lansino that allows you to pump directly into storage bags, which is a great feature. I had this pump before the Medela Harmony, and there were things I liked about it and things I didn't. I liked the little silicone edge around the flange. I liked that the company was started by a breastfeeding mom, and I really wanted to like this pump. But maybe if I had been further along, I might have given it a better shot. I just felt like it wasn't really doing much for me, like I wasn't getting anywhere. Once I got the Medela Harmony, I thought the suction with the Medela was so much better. And because this one comes with a larger flange, you know, this might be a good pump for somebody that has a larger nipples, larger breast. You know, it's supposed to be a really good pump. It got mixed reviews on Amazon. So what's in the box? Well, you get the pump, you get two comfort fit flanges, both the 25 and the 30. You get the breast milk storage bottle, a natural wave slow flow nipple, a bottle holder stand, an extra valve, and a lid. So that's what comes with that. So the next thing on the list is I decided to add the Haka silicone pump. And a lot of people will tell you that it's not a pump, but that's what it sells itself as a pump. So the list price for the Haka on Amazon is $13. It's supposed to be specifically designed to stimulate production. You just squeeze, attach it to your breast, and you let the suction just pull the milk out. If it were only that easy. The Haka is, you know, it doesn't have any cords or any assembly. It's one piece. It's made of silicone. It's smooth inside and out, and it's extremely easy to clean. You just drop it in some boiling water for about 2 minutes, take it out, and you're done. I've heard from several women that are actually breastfeeding that they use this as a milk collector. While nursing the baby on one side, they attach the Haka to the other to just collect the milk that would normally be lost at letdown. Now, I bought this pump at Target for a little bit more than what it sells for on Amazon, a lot more. I use it for clogs, and it's literally a miracle worker for how it breaks up clogged ducts. I just fill it with warm water and salt. I suction it on, and it pulls out the clog in no time. I mean, it has saved my breasts on more than one occasion. It's a little tricky to figure out how to suction it on properly. I actually watched a YouTube video on how to do it. You know, as far as it being a pump, I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't work for me because I don't produce the way a new mother does, but I couldn't get it to pump out any milk. It had really good reviews on Amazon as a milk collector, though. And like I'm telling you, it's a wonder for clogged ducts. If you decide to try this, watch a tutorial on how to attach it properly. Otherwise, it really hurts. At least it did with me. All right, so we're going to move on to single electric pumps. And before I start, I just like to say that, you know, I have a manual and I have a lot of pumps. I have single and I have double. But I honestly recommend if you're going to spend the money on a single electric pump that you're better off getting a double. If you can swing it, or, you know, I have some on my list that are not that expensive. It's so much better to just go ahead and get the double instead of getting a single. To be fair, I'm going to, you know, talk about some of the singles that I used. So let's start with the Philips Advent Single Electric Breast Pump. and the list price is $152 on Amazon. And just like the manual, it's supposed to be more comfortable with the angled design that allows you to sit up and not lean forward. It also has the same massaging silicone pedaled cushion that is supposed to help with stimulation. It has three expression modes, low, medium, and high, and that's after the stimulation mode. The stimulation mode comes on automatically. The pump does not come with a bag. It does come with a 25 millimeter flange, and they do offer a 19.5 for you to order. Now, I searched the Philips website and Amazon, and I could not find a list of what comes in the box other than the flange. Obviously, you know, it's probably going to come with the standard stuff, the bottles and lids and bottle stands, you know, and valves and membranes and all that stuff, but I couldn't find a list anywhere. This pump will run on batteries if you need to take it somewhere with you. I never ran it on batteries. In my opinion, it's a little loud, and in the reviews on Amazon, there were several people that also said that they felt it was loud. Also, several people stated that the pump was reasonably good priced, but at $152, I think that's high. I don't think I paid that much for it, but, you know, it was, I don't know, 2 years ago, so maybe I did. This pump does not have a digital display or memory setting, so you'll have to use your phone or a clock to keep track of how long you've been pumping. And with no memory, you'll have to remember your settings, but with just high, medium, and low, it's really not that hard. It had mixed reviews on Amazon, you know, some good, some bad. All right, so next up we have the Medela Swing Single Electric Breast Pump. Now, I didn't use this one. Again, one of my friends did. When I looked it up online, I saw that the Medela was the only pump that stated that it was American made. And as with the Harmony, Medela says their research-based technology and patent design allows you to pump more efficiently. It's portable and it can run on batteries. It comes with a 24 millimeter flange. But Medela also sells 21, 27, 30, and 36 millimeter flanges. So, you know, if you have a problem with flange sizes, if you need bigger ones, maybe the Medela products are, you know, right for you. The Medela Swing has four buttons, making it fairly easy to figure out. One of my girlfriends told me that her swing was not a hospital grade pump. So, you know, there's a lot of other Medela products that are. I guess, you know, if that's something that you're looking for in a single electric, then this one is not. I was told that it's just a loud purr. It's, you know, not overly loud that you could pump in the same room with a sleeping baby or a sleeping partner. It does have a clip. If you use batteries, it can easily clip to your waistband, and it's also light enough to wear around your neck. And there were mostly good reviews for it on Amazon. So what's in the box? Well, you get the motor unit, a 24 millimeter breast shield, we're still on single electric, so you just get one. One connector, one valve, two membranes, one tubing, 2 5-ounce bottles with lids, a bottle stand, a shoulder slash neck strap, an AC adapter, and a drawstring bag. All right, so the next one on my list is the LV Pump Single. And the LV is designed to fit inside your nursing bra, so you don't even need, you know, a pumping bra anymore. I think one of the most unique features of the LV is the app. You can use it to monitor milk volume in real time. I mean, like, seriously, you look at the app and it will show you how much milk you've pumped. And it's not perfect. It may say 1.5 or 2.5, and it may be off. It may be only 2 ounces. But the fact that you can see on the app, you know, how much milk you're pumping is, I think that's pretty cool. You can also use the app to control the pump remotely, but you don't have to. It has controls on the pump if you don't want to use the app. It automatically switches from stimulation mode to suction. It's small-ish, and it's pretty lightweight, and it's absolutely hands-free, especially if you use the app. You know, except putting it in your bra, you have to use your hands for that. But once you do that, if you use the app, you never touch it again until you take it out of your bra, which you can't get any more hands-free than that. Each collection bottle is 5 ounces. If you fill the collection bottle, the LV will automatically shut off. If you pump more than that, you'll have to switch out the bottle to continue. The LV is almost silent. The website claims that it is silent, but I can hear it. And, you know, that could just be me because I know that it's their pumping. Honestly, when I went out to dinner with my friends and they're sitting across from the table from me, they don't know I'm pumping. So, you know, it could just be that I can hear it, but it's not loud enough for anybody else to hear. You do have to be careful if you pump a lot of milk, because if you lean over or bend over too far, it might spill out. I had it spill out once for me, but I literally bent over to pick something up off the floor. That was probably my fault. It's on the high end for a single pump. I know it is. And if you're considering the LV, I seriously suggest you try to swing it so that you can get the double. And I'll talk about the double a little more later. So what do you get in the box? You get the hub. You get two bottles, one breast shield, 24 millimeter, and one breast shield, 28 millimeter. You get two valves, two spouts, two seals, two storage lids, two bra adjusters, one USB charging cable, a carry bag, and instructions for use. Now, let me just tell you something about the bra adjusters, because it's, you know, it's a pretty cool thing that they have. When you put the pump in your nursing bra, you know, and it has the little clip that you clip onto it. If you're larger breasted and you need more space for the pump, you just use the bra adjuster clippy things, and they just clip on the hook part, and it gives you more space. I'm trying to explain this to you, and I'm doing a terrible job at it. You just, where you would normally clip it, you put the hook adjuster, and then that hooks to the top of the bra, and it gives you, you know, a bigger gap for fitting that in there. It's a really cool option. I don't personally need to use them, but if you do, then they have them for you. Okay, so next in the lineup is the Kenyo Single Breast Pump, and you probably never heard of it. It lists price on Amazon for $36, and if you've never heard of it, go look it up. I don't feel like this little pump gets enough credit, and I recommend it to anybody wanting a good but inexpensive pump. It is absolutely amazing. It's small and compact, and it can run on batteries. I still have this pump, and I loved it. It has 3 levels of stimulation mode and 9 levels of expression mode. It's low noise, especially when you run it on batteries. And Kenyo says their microcomputer ensures its reliability, makes comfortable suction and fine-tuning adjustments easy. It also has a large LCD screen, larger air cups with backflow prevention design. I love this pump so much that I bought the double pump, which I'll talk about it later. And I had no complaints about this pump other than I got to the point where I needed a double pump. And that's my deal though, not the pump's fault. One of the reviews on Amazon said they had to lean forward a little like you do with most pumps. But like I said earlier, I've never had that issue. I sit up just normal when I'm pumping. Of the other reviews on Amazon, 3 people said they felt like it was a hospital-grade pump, and one of those 3 said the Kenyo was comparable to the Medela Symphony and the Spectra 2. It has, one of those massage cushion inserts that fits into the flange, and it doesn't say what size it is. I think it's 24 millimeters, but I'm not sure. So, you know, it could be 21. I don't think it's 21. 24 seems to be pretty standard. So that's what I think that it is. And the suction, I used this pump on the lowest suctions. For the stimulation mode, I used it on 1. And for the expression mode, I used it on, I don't know, I don't remember what number it was, but it was pretty low. And it's still a great pump. And if I was only needing a single pump, I would still be using it. All right, so what's in the box? Well, you get the pump, you get the tube plug because it's a little plug thing that plugs into the pump. You get a dust cover, the massage cushion, they call it a funnel cap. It's the flange piece that fits on the collection bottle. You get the airflow cups, the milking tunnel, they call the flange the milking tunnel, a valve base, valve membrane, a collection bottle, a bottle holder, nipple cover, nipple cap, nipple, and the power adapter. And it's an American-made power adapter, even though I think that the Kenyo is Japanese. I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. If you're overseas, then you're going to need a different adapter because the one that comes with it is for the U.S. All right, and the last single electric pump that I want to talk about is the Evenflow, and it lists price at $42 on Amazon. And this pump is different. When I bought this pump, I don't know why. I don't even remember why I bought it. But anyway, it has the motor built on top of the pump, and it can run on batteries. It has a closed system that helps prevent the milk from getting into the motor assembly. And it has the angled flange design that lets you sit up comfortably. And it has fingertip controls. Now, this is the very first electric pump that I bought. And I don't know, it was weird for me, really, to say the least, with the motor on the top. Because most of the ones that I looked at online, you know, had the separate motor with the tubing. And this one doesn't. It's a little on the heavy side. What I didn't know at the time is that you could buy an adapter so that you could pump directly into storage bags, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to talk more about that a little later, and a really cool hack that I figured out for doing that. If you buy this pump, you get a 90-minute online breastfeeding class. All right, so not much comes in the box for this one. It comes with the pump part, collection bottle, a stand, a flange insert, and a charger. There's no cap, no extras, no anything else. That's all you get with it. All right, so let's move on to the double electric pumps. And let's start with Spectra 2. That was the first double electric pump that I bought. And it lists price on Amazon at $159. It's a closed system that helps prevent backflow. It has customizable settings with adjustable suction. Excuse me. And two-phase cycling in letdown and expression mode. It has digital controls to adjust speed and rhythm. Now, you can use this as a single or a double pump, and I guess I could have included it in the single pumps because it has, you know, a little cap that you can cap off one of the outlets if you only want to use it as a single pump. Now, I had this pump, and it didn't really work well for me. Spectra says that it's a hospital-grade pump. To be perfectly honest with you, I've never used a pump in the hospital, so I'm not sure the difference. But I didn't get very good results with this pump. I even went back and used it again to make sure I could give it a fair and honest review. I can use my Medela manual pump and get better results than I do with the Spectra. I even tried the Spectra with my Freemi cups, which I really like, and I still didn't get very good results. My right side, which is like a never-ending flow, I literally couldn't get anything to come out with the Spectra. And that's just very unusual for me. So I just, you know, it just didn't work very well for me. Now, I know everyone is different and everybody's body is different. So maybe it'll work for you because there are a lot of people that love the Spectra. So it obviously works for them. It is quiet. It has that same soft purr. It has a nightlight, which is convenient, and it comes with both the 24 and the 28 millimeter flange. One of the things that I do like about the Spectra is that it remembers your settings, and it turns on exactly at the settings of your previous session. So that's, you know, that's a cool option. It had got great reviews on Amazon. Like I said, a lot of people like this pump. What comes in the box? Well, you get the breast pump. You get a 12-volt AC adapter. You get two Spectra wide neck bottles, which I didn't like either, because you don't have an option for using other bottles, at least not with the ones that I had. Because their bottles are so wide neck, if you don't have more of them, then you're just stuck with those two. It has two Spectra backflow protectors, two duckbill valves, Spectra tubing, the 24 millimeter flange, and the 28 millimeter flange. All right, next up is the Evenflow Advanced Double Electric Pump. It has a list price on Amazon of $92. And I think, no, that's close to one of the cheapest ones. That's pretty inexpensive. The description on Amazon states that this pump is hospital strength, which I found curious because most breast companies list their pumps and they say hospital grade. And I'm not sure if they mean the same thing or not. So, you know, I just thought that was weird to me. It has a closed system. The closed system design prevents milk from flowing into the breast pump's tubing and motor assembly. It can run on the AC adapter or batteries, so it's kind of portable. Well, I guess it's portable. It's smaller than the Spectra, And, you know, you can carry the Spectra around. So, you know, I guess it can be portable. It has a purchasable adapter, so you can pump directly into bags. Okay, so this is what I did. I'm going to tell you my hack. Because I wanted to do that, but I didn't want to buy the adapter. Because, let me tell you, ladies, I have bought so many pumps and accessories and tubing and anything else that you could think of. And, you know, some people might say, well, if you bought so much, what's one more thing? But my whole thinking was, I've already bought so much, I don't want to buy one more thing. So what I did is I have the bags. I actually use Medela bags. And I just put it around the bottom and I wrap it with a hair tie. And it stays on just fine. And then when I'm done, I just, you know, pull it out and zip it closed and put it in the freezer. So, I mean, it's super simple. And other people have probably thought of it long before I did, but that's what I do. Instead of buying all these crazy adapters, because if I bought an adapter for every pump that I have, I would have another gazillion pieces of hardware to go with all these pumps that I'm no longer using. But the hair tie, you know, holds the bag on and it works great. One less piece to buy and it's super convenient. Now this is, well, I guess it's a quiet pump. It's no louder than most pumps, you know. It's just like that same quiet purr. It has independent speed and suction as well as multiple power options. And like the single pump, this pump includes not one, but two 90-minute online breastfeeding and pumping classes by an expert. I tried this pump twice, and I put it back in the box where it currently sits. I just didn't feel like I got good pumping from this pump. And to be fair, I tried it again before I wrote this review. I actually have to put both controls on full power in order for this pump to do anything. And then I only get maybe a half an ounce. So it just doesn't work for me. It does come with three different flange sizes, so hopefully there's a size that fits for you. And the reviews on Amazon were all mixed, you know, good and bad. So what do we get in the box? Well, you get the pump. And you get two 30.5 millimeter flanges, two 28 millimeter flanges, two 24.5 millimeter flanges, two 5 ounce bottles, two cap rings and sealing discs, the AC adapter, and two extra valves and membranes. So that's pretty impressive that they actually give you the three flanges. All right, next up is the Philips Advent double electric pump. And it lists price on Amazon at $139. This pump is not much different from the single. It has three expression settings, low, medium, and high. It's pretty simple. It has the same angled neck that lets you sit upright while pumping. It automatically starts in stimulation mode. And it also has a closed system. The cushion has the same five cushioned pedals that's meant to mimic the natural suckling. And it's intended to help stimulate the milk flow. It does come with a 25 millimeter flange, but you can buy the 19.5 separately. It also comes with the travel bag, and I like the bag. It's big and roomy. I use it. I actually, you know what I store in there? I store all my stupid extra pump parts, my pump and pal flanges and duck bills and tubing and all that stuff. That's what's in that bag. And it works great for me, the bag, not the pump. It's quiet. It's got like that same soft purr. I stopped using this pump because I wasn't getting good results with just the high, medium, and low options. And this pump is smaller than the Spectra, but bigger than the Evenflo. And it also has mixed reviews on Amazon. And it comes with two 4 ounce bottles, two flanges, two caps and discs, two nipples, two nipple covers, the AC adapter, and a travel bag. All right, so next on the list is the Kenyo Double Electric Breast Pump, and it lists price on Amazon for $60. Now, I love this pump. It's super quiet and has an anti-backflow design. The low noise makes it very convenient if somebody's sleeping or you're just trying to be quiet and you don't want them to hear what you're doing. It has adjustable suction mode with a massage function, a large LCD with a backlit display, shows current mode, time, suction level. And I really like this pump. I actually thought it was going to be the last one I bought. It's strong and I can use it on the lowest settings and get the best results. It's so quiet, which I like, because sometimes when I'm at the mall, I use the mommy room to pump. And even though it's obvious I'm in there pumping, I don't want the whole mall to hear I'm pumping. It's small and compact, and it has a belt clip, so I can clip it to my waistband. I recommend this pump all the time. It's inexpensive and efficient. One of the few drawbacks is that it comes with a 24mm flange cushion, and there's no smaller options right now. You might be able to find some in an aftermarket brand, but I don't know for sure. So what do you get in the box? You get two bottles, two bottle stands, two flanges, two 24mm flange cushions, two nipples, two nipple covers, two flange covers, two caps and discs, and an AC adapter. This Kenyu, the double electric, is not battery operated. I just want to put that out there because I know that there's been a couple people who thought they were going to be, and they're not. They are not battery operated. And lastly, the LV double electric. The list price is $499. And I know $499 is a huge amount for a breast pump, and I totally agree. But there are a lot of good things about this pump. Just like the single, it's designed to fit inside your nursing bra, and I'm not going to run through all the assets of this pump again. The single and the double are exactly the same. I am so in love with this pump. Okay, so a couple of things that didn't work for me. I have to use the Botin inserts to have, you know, real comfortability. I've had it leak when I bent too far forward, and I hate that it doesn't hold a long charge. If someone unplugs one to plug in their phone and it sits, it loses its charge. And I also don't like that I can't use it while it's charging. But I guess that kind of defeats the whole wireless thing. Other than those few things, this pump is great. And when I bought the Kenyu double pump, I seriously thought I was done buying pumps. Then I decided to get the LV with a little extra cash that I had, and I'm so glad I did. I get better production from this pump. I can wear it wherever I go and not worry about missing a session. It's super easy to clean. It's got five parts that I just throw right into the dishwasher. If you get the chance to purchase one, I highly recommend this one. So what's in the box? Two hubs, four bottles, two breast shields that are 24mm and two breast shields that are 28mm, four valves, four spouts, four seals, four storage lids, and four bra adjusters. And I already talked about the bra adjusters. Those are pretty cool if you're a little on the bigger side and you need more room in your nursing bra. Then it has two USB chargers and two carrying bags. Okay, so that's my take on a few of the pumps available out there. You may notice that I really only talked about two of the Medela brand pumps because I've never used one, so I don't really know anything about them, so I can't really talk about them and give you an honest opinion of them. But I hope I answered at least some of your questions and maybe gave you some options on less expensive but good pumps. All right, so that's it on pumps. Don't forget to go by the website. If you haven't signed up for my email, do that so I can make sure that you're eligible for our giveaway. Check out the sponsors that I have there, Vita Springs and the Willow breast pump. Maybe if I get the chance to review a Willow, I can give you a better, idea of what they're like. And then there's Earth Mama, and they have some really great products. Don't forget to check them out. If you haven't joined my Facebook group, what are you waiting for? Go on over to Facebook. It's super easy to find. Lactation Station 2020. And, just come hang out with us and join our conversations over there. All right, you guys, I'm Michaela. This was Lactation Station. Thanks for joining me for this conversation. Have a great night.